Well, grace, mercy, and peace be with all of you here this day from our triune God. Amen. So when it comes to Christmas, if you happen to be a bit of a procrastinator like me, in fact, I was out doing my shopping yesterday for the majority of my Christmas gifts, then you know what time it is, right? It's the last minute. It's the last minute for getting those Christmas letters written and those Christmas cards all sent out. It's the last minute for buying all of those Christmas presents that you need to get now for family and friends, hoping that you don't forget somebody in the midst of all of that. But fortunately, the Huff Post has put together a list of some great gift ideas for you to consider this Christmas. And all of these gifts are, I think, rather unique. You might even say unforgettable, or even, frankly, a little bit on the weird side. So if you put one of these under your Christmas tree, your generosity, I will guarantee you, will not be forgotten. Questioned, maybe, but they will not be forgotten. So let's pull up the first slide this morning. All right. So this first gift is for your bearded friends out there. What good is it to have a bushy beard if you can't dress it up for the holidays? So this is what's known as beardaments. There are many ornaments that are designed to fit there right on those whiskers. Don't be too surprised, however, if your nearsighted friends think maybe you just happen to have had a messy meal. That is, until they get maybe a closer look of it, of course. And for a little extra sparkle, I saw where you can now get these in a version that also light up as well on your face. Okay. So, next slide. All right. So, somewhere there are people suffering silently because they have a cold beverage, but their hands just are not free at that moment. So, this unique little belt buckle folds out to hold a can of iced tea or beer or whatever cold drink you want. However, I would tend to think that if you wear your shirt over this, you're probably going to look like you have the weirdest looking pot belly of anybody. Just saying. All right. Next slide. Ah. And then, whoever said that keeping your nose warm had to be stylish? Obviously, it doesn't, as the spider-shaped nose warmer proves. Of course, if your biggest worry is a cold nose, then fashion may not be necessarily your biggest concern. All right, last slide there. All right, finally, you're going to love this one. For all of you cat lover friends and family members out there, for a mere $25, you will be able to buy what I think is one of the weirdest gifts of all. It is a cash brush that is shaped like a tongue. Yes, that is right. This brush is held in your mouth, and you can use it to bond with your kitty, pretending to lick it like a mother cat would lick its kitten. Now, by doing so, the manufacturer in the ad states, you are communicating in their love language. Also, the use of this particular brush, which, by the way, is known as a lickety brush, is said to be an oddly meditative practice, soothing for both the cat owner and their pet. However, I think for most other people like myself, the lickety brush would be a truly unexpected gift to receive on Christmas Day. All right, go ahead to the next one. All right. So, what were the people of Israel back at that time expecting during the rule of Emperor Augustus of Rome? They had no Christmas to celebrate, so they weren't looking for anyone to surprise them with a lickety brush or a beardaments. But God's people did have hope and they did have dreams in their time of oppression. And some of these expectations were based upon their own understanding of the Hebrew Scriptures. So what kind of unexpected gift did they hope to get? Well, it wasn't a military leader, nor was it a political ruler. What they found that they got was a teenage girl who was pregnant out of wedlock. And that was really an odd sign or gift to get. And yet the prophet Isaiah had explained that the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. Such a prophecy was thrilling because the name Emmanuel, as I just mentioned to the kids this morning, means God with us, or God is with us. And the people of Israel were longing for God's presence and God's power in their midst. In the face of threats from all of these foreign rulers, Isaiah predicted that God was going to free them from oppression and to bring peace now to their land. So maybe the unexpected gift was, in fact, a girl who would bear a child. A child named Emmanuel, a sign of God's presence and of God's power. That would have been certainly an unexpected gift. Our gospel reading for this morning begins. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they had lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Now that is unexpected. In the original Hebrew language of the Old Testament, Isaiah spoke of a young woman, but not necessarily a virgin. And there was no mention at all of the Holy Spirit. Our gospel reading, though, continues. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. Joseph planned to separate from her discreetly. That's unexpected, especially because he could have done what many would have done in his situation. He could have publicly shamed her and even had her stoned to death. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." An angel appears to Joseph in a dream. That's unexpected. And the angel gave him the name Jesus, which means Savior. That's unexpected. Jesus came to save us from our sins. Now, of course, Matthew's gospel also fulfills the expectation of Israel when he says all of this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So Jesus may well have been an unexpected gift, but he wasn't a weird or strange gift at all. Instead, he showed that God was truly there with us and that his mission was to save us from our sins. Now, in one of the other Gospels, Luke, we hear some additional surprising news. For example, when the shepherds of Bethlehem were watching over their flocks by night, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. The appearance of an angel to a bunch of common laborers who were out in a field. That's unexpected. Then the angel said to them, "To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." The child was not only a Savior, but the Messiah and the Lord. That's unexpected. And finally, said the angel, you will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. The Savior, the Messiah, the Lord, was born not in some luxurious palace somewhere, but in a rustic barn. That's unexpected. So just about everything regarding Jesus is unexpected. In fact, Jesus may be the most unexpected gift of all time, and also the most transformative. Okay, so how then do we respond to such an unexpected gift as this? A short thank you note may be appropriate if we receive a belt buckle drink holder or a lickety brush. But thanks for the gift of Jesus, I think, takes a little bit more thought. This Christmas, our challenge is to accept Jesus into the deepest parts of ourselves as a surprising and transformative gift. The gift of Jesus as Emmanuel means God is with us in every time and in every place and in every circumstance. Jesus comes to us as nothing less than the presence and the power of God in human form. He is with us when our friends desert us. He is with us when our marriage is falling apart. He is with us when our jobs are unsatisfying, unstable, or unexpectedly taken away from us. In all of these traumatic experiences, Jesus is still Emmanuel, present with us in surprising and life-giving ways. The gift of Jesus as Savior means that God is with us to help us, to save us, and to transform us. Jesus is not simply standing by our side as perhaps maybe a supportive friend might do. No, he comes in a decisive way, with decisive action. The name Jesus literally means God helps or God saves, which tells us that he has a particular agenda in mind for the world. So when we're feeling overwhelmed, Jesus helps. When we are overcome by sin, Jesus forgives. When we feel lost or defeated or powerless, Jesus saves. Together, these actions are all transformative. We're new creations in Christ. The old has passed away. Everything is now new. A reinvention has taken place. And this is all possible because Jesus is Lord. Amen.